Tamura Daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I believe the second line from the bottom, Amamar. So we are discussing the second brisa we brought yesterday. The second brisa brought down that it was another brisa to conclude. We had a brisa to include that the Vlad and the Tamura, thank you, of Ashlamim also go on the Mizbeach. So the pasuk said Amamar. We quoted the brisa as Amamar. Brought in the brisa. Yochel af kol hakadoshim king. You might thought that all kodshim, all korbanos are like, right? That all korbanos are like the shlamim, and that their vlad and their tmura would go on the mizbeach, right? Talmud Loma, the pasuk says rak kodoshecha, right? Which is a miut, rak kodoshecha, and that was the yochel kodoshim king. Talmud Loma, rak kodoshecha, dim Rabbi Shmuel. Those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara then says, okay, what would the Halamita, which Vlad, other than the Shlamim, would you have thought would have gone on to Nizbeach? The Vlad of which carbon? Vlad Deman. Ida Ola, if you're talking about the Vlad of the Ola, that's impossible. An Ola is only brought as a male. So can't have a Vlad. Right? Ida Ola, Zacharu, the Lav Bar of Oludehu. Can't give birth. The Ichatas, he's talking about the Vlad of Ichatas, Gemiri Le Lemisikami. The Vlad of a Chatas is one of the halachos of Moshe Sinai, one of the Chamesh Mesos. So Vlad has an offspring. That offspring is, you know, basically left to, it's left to die. So it can't be talking. He would have had having me to say that that's the Vlad of a carbon that would go on the Mizbeach. Oh, maybe it's the Asham. Maybe he's talking about the Vlad of the Asham. Well, it can't be with the Asham because Gemirle, it's also part of the halachos of Moshe Sinai, Deliria Azla, that it goes to pasture, right? Because the Kol Chashav Chatas Mesa of Asham Roeh. We just, any of the five chatos mesos, if that happens to an asham, so by the chatos it's left to die, by the asham it's left to graze, you know, get a mum, and with the money you bring a korban ola. But there's no possibility, right, there's no possibility to say the vlad and asham is going to mizbeach, the vlad of the asham is left to graze. So which one are you talking about? So the ola, I mean, there are other korbanos, I don't know why they stop there, you know, what about toda, bechor, mice, I don't know why it doesn't stop, okay. He says, le'olam bechatas. It's talking about the chatas to teach us that you would have to teach us that the chatas doesn't, the vlad of chatas doesn't go on the mizbeach. The Gemara says, "Vehilchusa gemiri le'lemisa ukra l'muuti lakrava." Interesting, Havamina, that the halacha of Moshe Maaseinu tells us that lichatchila is supposed to be put to death. But you might have thought that b'di'evit, if you brought it as a karban, it would be good, right? Kamash malan comes the pasuk of rakachecha to tell me that legamra you can't be brought on the mizbeach. The Gemara says right away. They're dependent on each other. Keva and the Misa Azla Mimela Karva. Since it's supposed to go to Misa, that's the reason why it doesn't have to go, we can't go on the Mizbeach. You don't need to, once you tell me it's Lemisa, you would never would have thought to think that it could go on the Mizbeach to need a pasuk to exclude it. So I'm not sure what the Havamina was. Ella Hilchasa, so the Mara says no, rather, Hilchasa Lichatos Ukra Lemute Tumors Asham. Now the Halacha Lamosha Mesinai is telling me that the Chatas dies, but the Pasuk of Rav Kachicha has come to exclude the Tumura of an Asham from going on the Mizbeach. Right? So even though we know from Halacha Lamosha Mesinai that the Tumura of the Asham is supposed to go Roeh, nevertheless, you might have thought that only that it should go to pasture, and then the Dumin go the Korban, to the Ola. But in B'dievin, maybe if you were makrivit l'shem Asham, it would be fine. Therefore, we have the pasuk to tell me that the Tamura Sasham that isn't brought on the Mizbeach. And says, again, Hanami hooks the Gemilei, the Hama kol, to Amri, kol shebechatas mesa of Asham Roeh. It's the same Havim, and the same answer. What are you talking about? If the Halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches me, then anything that the Chatas dies, the Asham goes to Re'iyah. So any rule that applies to the Chatas mesa applies to the Asham Roeh. Just like the Chatas mesa is mesa not brought on the Mizbeach, the Asham is Roeh and not brought on the Mizbeach. So why would you have a Havim that need a pasuk to tell me that it doesn't go on the Mizbeach? So Ella Krami Baile, the pasuk is to teach me the Avar Umakriv Kai B'Aseh. I think the Gemara is kind of lost. And the Gemara says what the pasuk is teaching me is that, yeah, had a Lachal Moshe Mesinai tells me I have a Lav to bring on the Asham, that Chatas Mesa and the Asham. But not only that, is there a Lav? There's also an Aseh. There's an Isra Aseh. Rashi says, Kai Ale B'Aseh. Bein bechatas, bein la'asham, kai b'asei. Demashma rakachecha elu tumuras ola v'shlamim. Only the tumur of the ola v'shlamim v'lod on tumurasam t'ksiv v'asarei v'asisal asecha. V'lok shar kachim kon chatas l'asham v'lav habam achal asei. So you get another mark. You get it, it's not. It's another. You violate the mitzvah saseh if you bring it as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, which carbon now is actually brought as a carbon for tumor? But let me say tumor both.
Right now. Starting with this is what this parak is discussing. So right now we have the shlamim. Right now we have the shlamim. We're going to go through the mitzvahs and ma'aseh tonight. So we're going to go through. Going to go through the korbanos, right? Well, Ola is impossible.
So I'm talking about the tumura.
Right.
Right now,
it only the Mishnah has only told us the only fact that we know. Elu kachin shavlo the same utmaray same kiyot sibehenes tevlad shlamim utmurasa. That's the only one that we have so far. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says that in the continue of the Brisa, he said no, Eino Tzarech, we don't have to exclude the Tmura of a Chatos and Asham from Rakhachecha, because it says Asham Hu, right? It says Hu Karev the Ain Tmurasa Kreva. So only the Asham is Hukrav, its Tmura is not Hukrav. So where does it leave it with the Chatos? But okay. So the Gemara says Lamalikra. Why do we need a Pasuk, again a similar Shakra Tayyar, why do we need a Pasuk to be might the Tmura of an Asham from Hakrava? It's Allah Moshe Misinai that the tumura of an asham is roe. So Gemara says, "Ein achanami." You're right. Gemara says, "You're right." We don't need rak kachicha to teach me that the tumura of an asham is on hukra, because I know that from asham who. So ein achanami ela kra so lomeli. So then, what do I do with the pasuk of asham who? What does asham who teach me? Mi boy le lich the Rav Huna. It comes to teach me the halacha of Rav Huna, who says as follows. Let's read it first, and then we'll discuss it. Asham shenitak liriya. Right? So you have an asham that, let's just say, its owner died. So therefore, if it was a chatas, it would die. For an asham, it goes to pasture. Asham shenitak liriya. Okay? And it was already sent to graze. And then for some reason, somehow, v'shechato stam. Prior to it getting a mum, what's supposed to happen,
sure,
is it's supposed to get a mum, and then redeem it and use that money to buy an ola. But prior to getting a mum, it gets shechted stam. It gets brought to the base of Middash and it gets shechted. Shechato stam, kosher l'shem ola. It's valid as an ola. Why? Because it's already destined to be an ola, so to speak. The money that comes from it is destined to be an ola. So it has some sort of connection to the korban ola. So if you shechted stam in the base of Middash, it's an ola. But nitak in, lo nitak lo. Only if it's already sent to pasture. But if it hasn't been sent to pasture yet, then if you brought it to the basement of Shechel at Stam, it's not kosher. It's not kosher because it's not old yet, because it hasn't been sent to pasture. And it's not valid as an ashram, because it's supposed to graze. So it doesn't have the connection to anything. It doesn't have the connection to anything. So the Gemara says, my taima, how do we know that if it wasn't sent to pasture yet, it wasn't nituk yet, it's not kosher, b'dieved, as an ola? Because the pasuk says, who? It has to be who, which he says, Behev Yosu Yehei. It's Asham Hu. It stays as an Asham. Behev Yosu Yehei. It stays as an Asham until it's Nitok. And Rashi says, if you look at the second, it's the first Rashi of the short lines. Asham Shen Nitok L'Riya. So what does it mean, Nitok L'Riya? What is that? At what point is that? Im Hishlim L'Roe. This means you sent it already to the shepherd. V'kadom V'shachtu Stam. And you came up and you shechted it stam, ad shalom estai, before kadamum, kosher la'ola, it's still kosher from ola, the hastami l'shem ola kaila damim, because it's still, it's destined to be an ola, even at least it's damim are destined to be an ola. But lo nitak lo, afal pisha kipru, even if the bailam got kaparap or something else, however, dying lo nitak, even since it wasn't sent to graze, dino l'ri'iyo v'shechtu stam pasul gamrei. Okay, that's what it says. Tosfos doesn't like this. Well, why should it matter? It has a din of being an ola if it's brought. It shouldn't be, but if it's brought, this whole thing is b'diavad. It's supposed to be get re'iyah and get a mum, but it's not what you're supposed to do. But Toso says, where I go. Toso says that the whole of the Rabbeinu Tam, that this whole idea of the Asham has to get to Re'iyah, it only has to be Nitak Re'iyah, it's a Dindar Rabbanan. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, Hachigar Sinan, second Tosos, Rashi, Vikasha, the Hachigar Sinan, the Ba'inan Nitak Mikra. From here, it seems to be that you need, Nitak has to be, is a Dindar Reis from the Pasuk. And he brings rayas, upsachim, and other places, the boy nitok mishum zera. The only reason why you have nitok is mishum zera. Really, halacha is that the asham who missed, that the owner died, it becomes an ola. So, right, brings down, he says, lechein, a little further down, lechein nira, lechein nira lebein otam, del halach lemoshe misinai, nigmara, ba asham de kreva ola. The asham is supposed to be ola, it goes against everything that we always thought, but he says that an asham that huchperu balim b'shuba acher flips into an ola right away, right? Bahacha lo garsina nitak in lo nitak lo. El garsina, and what the garsina is asham shenitak riya ushkato stama kashal ola. The amar klal who behev yaso. That says machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to what the story is with this nitak. Is the nitak a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? According to Rabbeinu Tam, so what's halach lemosh misinai? So the halach lemosh misinai is that anything that the chatos dies, the asham flips into an ola. We make a gzeira for whatever reason that we, instead of flipping it into an ola, we want it to graze and get a mum and then use the money for an ola. Okay, fine.
So there's no das when he shechted as to what karban is, just a
shechted? All karban are supposed to do like that. Stam al-shma. That's what all karban are supposed to do. That's a gemara zvachim. It says we're supposed to do it that way. Not supposed to have the intent.
Not have in mind of what all karban is?
Right. It's stam al-shma. We're supposed to do it stam. Right? That's what the Gemara, this is the Gemara on Zvachim Davav, I think, or, hey, that's how you're supposed to do it. Okay. Fine. So now, the Gemara says, Ulahai Tana, the Kayolef Mahani Kroi. The Tana of the Brisa, who includes, the Tana Brisa says that the Temur of the Ol of the Shlomim, and the Vlados of the Shlomim, from Rak Kochecha, Asher Yu Lecha, which is which one? That is that Rabbi Akiva? No, that's not Rabbi Shmuel, of Rak Kochecha. He learns it from Rak Kochecha. No, the one who doesn't learn it from Rak Kochecha, but he learns it from Basisa Olosecha, Basar V'Hadam. I guess this Brisa, Tepo Glei, Mizacha Unikeva. Right, remember, we had a first Brisa yesterday. They learned it out, remember, we had two Brisas. The first Brisa yesterday learned it out from the words Zachar Unikeva. It was the extra words of Zachar and Akeva that we saw in the beginning from yesterday's daf. Where was that? Where it said Minahan Mili, the Tana Rabbanon Zachar the Rabbos as a Vlad, and then we learned in the cave of the Rabbos as a Tamura, and then it said that Hey included the Bali Mumim, right? The extra im. So why isn't the second brisa learning out from the pasuk of the first brisa? So the Gemara says, no. Hahu the extraneous zachar and akeva mi boy le vlad bali mumim ul tmuras bali mumim. That comes to teach me that even by the old and the shlomim, that even if they are you're trying to do tmura off of a bali mum, it still works. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we did that. The first Brisa also learned that, typically kulim ha'ikra. But you can learn even more from that. You can even learn that the vlados come from there, because the extra im, so the Gemara says, im lo mashmalei. He doesn't darshan the word im, so we can't learn everything from that pasuk, so he needs the other pasuk. Well, the high taina, according to the taina of the first Brisa, who does learn it out from im zachar, im nekeva, right, so nachli im zachar, im nekeva, tisa ubasama avidei. What does he do with the lashon of the second brisa, which we did at the end of yesterday brisa? Is tisa veivata, right? It says rakachecha elu tumuros asher yilacha elu vlados tisa uvata. We said the whole thing. Oh, you would have thought that maybe you should bring it to the base of bechira and you should have starve it and it dies there. Why? And so tamalom revesis olosecha abasav adam that he's supposed to do it the same way that the olos is supposed to be the same way as the tumur is supposed to be the same way as the ola. The, what you know the tumur, what you do with the ola. So why isn't this first brisa learn it out from Tisa Ubasa? So he learns it out. No, he learns something else from there. He says, Afilu Mimra Ayu, Lishna Rina, Afilu Mimra Regayu. He learns out two halachas. One is that even if you Mimrayu, and the halacha is even Mimregayu. So what does that mean? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tisa Uvasa, Afilu Mimrayu. Ha Tisa Uvasa, Lo Livlados Utmuros Asa. That pasuk, the second brisa learned it out to talk about tamura and vlados. The first guy is going to say that has nothing to do with tamura or vlados. It has to do with actual real korbanos. Atisu v'asa lavo v'os tmuros elo l'kachim atzman. It's coming to teach you a din about all karbanos. The kamizari leo l'asuyehe. Right? It's coming to teach you to bring it. I feel hein b'mireh b'afar v'igiyaz man haregel lalos lo yomar eni toreach acharein levakshim v'agam lo lichon aval amtinli ad pam acheres. You can't be lazy. If these karbanos are the karbanos, you can't, and they're sitting in the, they're, and now it's time to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I guess it's Erev Pesach, whatever it is, it's time to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't say, oh my gosh, those korbanos are sitting in the lake somewhere else, I have to go grab them, let me just bring another one. Because no, you have to go get them. And Lashon Acher, Afilu Moragayu, is very difficult. He says, Afilu Hein Doshin Im Hatzua B'Moragayis. Even if they're threshing the field. Tosa says, what do you mean they're threshing your field? How they work in the field? They're kutchim. You're not allowed to work them.
Yeah.
So what's going on? So the Gra points out, if you look at towards the bottom, how Rashi reads it, he says, "V'asakra lemeimar im dashev habehema she'atarotzei lahaktish." If the behema, you said, "I want when the time comes, I want to be maktish this animal," and now the time comes, this animal is threshing somewhere. You can't say v'darkan v'darkha muchan also regel lo tomer hoa v'dasha.
I'll wait till it finishes, but don't
say that. The question on that is, but you don't have a, if it's not kachim yet, who cares? Why do you have a chiyuv to go get that one? I said when the time came and now he's not available. So I'm not exactly sure. Rosh Toso says it's different. Toso says in Afilu Marayu, he quotes the Ri. He says Umi Mefarish Midargayu Afilu Hein Dolos Vasar. You come now to take it, and you see that this animal is very skinny and weak. Maybe they're very weak. I shouldn't bring it up. It's not going to make it, or whatever. Let me just go get a different one and bring that one up. I don't know. Fine. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now it's not as hard. The next Mishnah, right? The previous Mishnah taught us that the vlad of a shlamim is hukrav on the mizbeach as a shlamim. Now, and we had mentioned this previously, there is a dissenting opinion. The dissenting opinion here is that the vlad of like the offspring of a shlamim is not brought. Rabbi Lezer Omer, vlad shlamim, lo yikrav shlamim. The vlad shlamim cannot be brought as a shlamim. Rashi says, ela konso l'kipo meis, let it die. When we derabanan, we see the sword, it's going to be a derodin derabanan, that you make it die. When we shum zera l'kaman, and it's going to be zera, we'll see in a moment. The vada misinai lo gemire, Ela hey chatos mesos, because the only halach l'moshe Sinai is that the five listed chatos die. Here we have the shlamim that we're letting die. It's going to be a din derabanan. We'll see that. And the chachamim say that it should be brought as a karban, which is interesting because we already had the chachamim in the previous mishnah. Why the chachamim all the Tanakhama? Interesting. I'm not sure. Amar Rav Shimon lo nechleklu. The machlokes in Rav Elazar and the chachamim is only in the case of vlad shlamim, the grandson of the shlamim, right? Third generation shlamim, then the second generation, the avlad vlad tmura, and the offspring of tmura, shelo yikra. Right now we read the pashas, which means that it shouldn't be brought. Meaning in that case, chacham seem to agree. Gemara is going to have two deos. Al ma nechachlu, what's their machlokas about? Al havlad, the vlad of the shlamim itself. Rabbi Lezer omid lo yikariv, chamarim yikariv. He says, Lezer says, don't bring it. Chacham says, you should bring it. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua has brought testimony. Rabbi Papias also brought testimony of Vlad Shlomim, that they had the offspring of a Shlomim, Sheyikara Shlomim, that it should be brought as a Shlomim. Amar of Papias, Rabbi Papias actually said, Ani Meid, I'll testify, Shehaiselanu Parash al Ziftei Shlomim, Va'achal Nuo B'Pesach. We had a cow on Pesach that we ate as Shlomim. I guess it was brought as the Korban Chagiga, the Ziftei Shlomim, whatever it was brought, and we ate on Pesach. The achalnu vlada shlamim b'chag, and we ate its offspring as a shlamim on chag. Chag usually means sukkos. We see 2 days in the Gemara coming up. Well, why did they wait to sukkos? Why didn't they eat shulis? What happened to shulis in between? So you see from here, there's actually testimony that we ate the vlad of a shlamim. We ate the vlad shlamim as a shlamim. I guess for Papias lived the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So Amar of Ami Amar of Yochanan, my taima de Rabbi Laz Eliezer. What's the svara? What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Lezer, who says that the vlad of the shlamim cannot be brought as a shlamim, rather as a die? So Amakra, first he brings a pasuk. Pasuk says It's a very difficult limud, and the Gemara is going to reject it. It says, "V'im zevach shlomim karbano," which we read, "And if your karbon is a shlomim." So he reads it, "V'im," with a tzere. "V'im," dafka the aim is a shlomim, and not the vlad. The Gemara jumps right away. So, "Amar l'Chiya bar Abba l'Rami, el miyata," according to this, what you're saying, every time it says the word "V'im," you should read it "V'im," with a tzere. Well, what about "Im al toda yakiveno"? Let's go with the one, if you bring a karbon toda. So you're going to say, "Hachinami aim velo vlad." You tell me about it. Karma told her also, it's only the mother and not the offspring. The chitema hachanami, you're going to say, yeah, that's the case. Vatanya, we're going to have a brisa soon that says, vlada, the offspring of a toda, utmurasa, and the tmur of a toda, vichilufeha. The chilufeha is the case of where I had my karma toda A, I'm about to be marked, I lost it, so I bring karma toda B, and now I have found karma toda A, so I have both of them in front of me. Vichilufeha, minayin, that they're also brought as a karma toda. Talmud Lomar, exactly, but Im al ha-toda, mikomakom. Im teaches you, no matter what, it's brought as a korban toda. So if you're so Im means Im by the Shlomim, and it only means Im, and it means if, but it doesn't make sense. The name doesn't make sense. Elo Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Taima, the Rabbi Eliezer. This is the svara behind Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Zegzera. The reason why you don't bring the Vlad Shlomim as a korban, because it's a gzera, shema yigadel mehem adarim adarim. If you let somebody bring the offspring of his shlamim as a shlamim, he may keep his shlamim A, the mother, around to make more, and number one, you probably can't do a voda with it, but number two, you can have a problem of, according to the Rambam, you're going to be delaying bringing the carbon. We don't want to do that. Rashi says, gzera, im amart vat, it's towards the bottom, towards the end of the short lines, he says, "Gezera im amart vlad shlamim yeshlo takana." Right? If you say the vlad shlamim has takana, meaning it can be brought as a carbon, asig lehashruye leim, you might leave the mother around. Acha teled v'yigadel adarim min avlados. I'm going to grow. I'm going to let him. I want more shlamim. I want to bring more karbanos. So I'll keep the mother around because of all these vlados. I don't have to buy anymore. I want to bring tons of shlamim. I don't have to buy. I just have the mother, and I'll just breed it, and I'll have all these shlamim. Right, but asu bahu lide giza va'avoda. You're going to end up, using the mother inappropriately. Oops, so I said, what about by toda? But toda, that wasn't the case. There was no gzera. Right, we just read the brisa that said by the korban toda, it's brought on the mizbeach. Why don't you have the same gzera? Rashi says, ubesoda hachi taimed lo gazar mishum the toda lo shchicha kishlamim. A toda is not as shayach as a shlamim. I guess by toda, it's only for those four people that have to bring the korban toda. Shlamim, everyone can be medadi of shlamim. So since it's double, that's not shchiach, the chacham didn't make a takana. So Rashi says. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleklu. So we had this machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and the chachamim as to whether or not the vlad shlamim is brought as the korban. And we just said that it ends up being, Rabbi Lazar has this gzeira or not. Never understood that. You have a gazer, let's check the books. Did they make a takana or did they not make a takana? What? What does that mean? Never answer that question. Just check the books. Okay. Check the law codes. Or maybe they made the takana once and they got rid of the takana. I don't know. So, Ibayiluhu, they had a suffix in the yeshiva. Heichi katani. How are we learning those words of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is limiting the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer. We learned it simply, but he says, what does it mean, lo nechleku? So, does it mean, lo nechleku, Rabbi Lezer and Chamim, aren't cholik that the vlad vlados are shelo yikrivu elo yikrivu? Do they mean that when it says lo yikrivu, meaning they're not arguing that they shouldn't be hukrav because they believe it should be hukrav, and therefore it's Rabbi Eliezer agree to the chachamim when it comes to the vlad vlados, they can be brought on the mizbeach. Odilma, or maybe the way we learned it, lo nechleklu she yikrivu. They argue, they don't say that it could be brought. Ella lo yikrivu. In that case, the chachamim agree lo yikrivu. Meaning, the chachamim agree in that case there would be the takana that the grandson of the shlamim shouldn't be brought. I mean, it makes sense because the Gemara is going to say that it's the whole takana was you're concerned that he's going to grow flocks. If he lets the animal around long enough to have grandchildren, well, he's growing flocks. So maybe that should be that the Gemara will say that. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says mistabra. It makes sorry. Right, Mistabra. Amar Rabba, Mistabra, it makes sense to say, lo nichliku shelo yikrivu elo yikrivu. Makes sense the first way, the way we didn't learn. That when the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and there is no machlokas by the vlados vlados, meaning that Rabbi Lazar agrees that those could be hukrav. My timer, what's the reason why Rabbi Shimon, who says that in this case Rabbi Lazar agrees, ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Lazar le derabanan, ela bevlad. Rabbi Lazar only argues and makes takana by the vlad, aval vlad vlad ikrai ba'amahu. To have, to leave something around so long, to have a double offspring, I mean a second generation offspring, that is not shriach, it's on the kriba alma, and the chacham only make takanas on things that are shriach. You're not going to have it around so long. Someone has a carbon shlamim that has to be born as a carbon. It's not typical, it's not so shayach that he's going to leave it around long enough that the offspring is going to have an offspring. So there's no takana there. For Rabbi Shuben Levi learned the other way around. Rabbi Shuben Levi says, lo nechaklu sheyikrivu. They don't argue that it should be brought. The Chacham Yogmir Rabbi Lezer, that when you have the offspring of the offspring, it's not brought on the Mizbeach. My timer, because I can't lo pligi Rabban Aleh the Rabbi Lezer of the Vlad. Rabban only argue on Rabbi Lezer by the Vlad, because he's not so choshish that he's going to leave it around. The person's going to bring his carbon. But of a Vlad, Vlad, but if you have a grandson, then mitoch ma'asav, the Girsten, mitoch ma'asav, nikeres ma'akshavato, the Ligod of Kabayle. Then you just look around and you see, what did he do?
He's breeding
shlamim. So if you see that he's actually breeding shlamim, we're not going to allow that second generation offspring to be brought on the Mizbeach to prevent the breeding of the shlamim. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chia, li siyuye li Rabbi Shua ben Levi.
It doesn't have to be a second generation. It's the same mother is having multiple bits.
No. The offspring is having an offspring.
Okay, but if you allow the mother to stay, she could have many babies. And
that's true. I hear. That's true, but that, you're right, they could be breeding shlamim that way.
One.
What?
You just have one for breeding.
That's right. That's a good point. I don't know. Maybe that's what it means, Adarim Adarim. I mean, that's Rabbi Lezer's original Gezerah, because we don't want him to be, that's the original Gezerah. He doesn't want him to be breeding. And the Chacham say it's not shy if that's going to happen. Right here.
So there's no machlokas on a vlad vlad.
It's a machlokas whether that's where the machlokas is. According to the second daya, there is no machlokas on a vlad vlad. According to the first daya, there is a machlokas there. According to the first daya, right, there's no machlokas on a vlad vlad. The question is what they hold by the vlad vlad. Does Rabbi Lezer agree to Chachamim that it could be hukrav, or does Chacham agree to Rabbi Lezer that it cannot be hukrav? Tani Rabbi Chia, Lisiyuye le Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who said that Rabbi Lezer agrees that the vlad vlad can be hukrov, right? Because the pasuk says, I don't know if the right is, the pasuk says, im kesev hu makriv, right? So kesev is mashma of vlad, im kesev hu makriv, vlad rishon kariv, vlad sheni eno kariv. I don't know, the vlad rishon can be hukrov, but the vlad sheni, the second vlad, is not kariv. Who karev ein vlad called kachim karev? It can be brought as a carbon, but the vlad of all the kachim cannot be brought as a carbon. I don't know what the raya is. I don't get it. Right? When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that according to that everyone agrees that the vlad cannot be brought as a carbon.
Vlad sheni
in a carbon. But where does that get it from the pasuk? Okay. He says, "Im kesef hu makri vlad rishon kari vlad sheni inu kari." That's the raya. But what's the? Then it says, "Im kesef hu makri who is kari in dafka the vlad the ain vlad kol a kadoshim kari." It only comes twice to a shlamim that doesn't apply to any other karbana. So the Gemara then says again, "Well, what would have been your havamina?" Again, I don't understand how the drasha works, but that's, we'll just take the drasha at face value. So we have a drasha that says that only the first vlad can be hukrav, not the second vlad, which is problematic to begin with because it was all takana the rabbanan. So we're only getting it from the pasuk. And then the next part of the pasuk says, "Hu karev, only this vlad can be brought, meaning the shlamim, but the vlad of any other karbon is not brought." So the Gemara says, "Well, which other karbon would you have thought would be brought? Vlad demai, ida olava asham." We're talking about the vlad of an olaver asham zecharinim. There is no such thing as a vlad because the ol and the asham are males. V'lo b'nei vladheim. V'ida chatas, and if it's a vlad of a chatas, well, hilchos gemirulei de milsa de la misla azla. There's no vlad being hooked up by a chatas, because that's halacha mosh mishina, and it's supposed to be dying. El amar ravina, so here the Gemara comes on, I asked before, what about the other karbanas? They didn't ask over there, but here the Gemara asks, what about other karbanas? Amar ravina, la sui vlad hamuseres. Tell me the offspring of a miser. So Gemara says, no, Vlada Museres, I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's not brought as a karban. Why? Because Avara Avar Bechor Kagamarle. Because it's a Gzeir Shava from Avara Avar from the Bechor. Right? It says by the Bechor, Havarta Kopo Peterechem. It says by Maaser Abraham, it says, Kol Sheyavor Tachas Shevet. So we have a Gzeir Shava. And by the Bechor, there's no possibility to have an offspring. Because the Bechor is a male. It only applies to a male. So just like there's no offspring, you don't bring the offspring of a Bechor, you don't bring the offspring of a Maaser. So Gemara says, well, of course I would have used new necks. I would have thought to make that Gzeir Shava. I would make the Gzeir Shava Bechor and Maaser is a lot of things we learn out. But that's things that are shayach to both. But why would you have thought to make the Gzeir Shava and say from Efshar to Efshar? The Gemara says, Itzrach. So Gadaich Amina ain't done in Efshar Mish Efshar. You would have thought that, okay, in all these other things I have the Gzeir Shava from Bechor and Maaser. But something that's not possible by the Bechor, I'm not going to, it's not possible for the Bechor to have an offspring. So therefore I'm going to learn that the Maaser's offspring also doesn't go into the Mizbeach. Hamashman comes this pasuk that says, Hu Karev, right? That only the offspring of the Shlamim, not the offspring of a Maaser. Okay. Hey, Rav Shimon, Rav Papias. So they had this talk to Rav Shimon, and it was Rav Shimon in our Mishnah? It was Hey, Rav Yeshua in our Mishnah, right?
Yeah, it says,
I don't know. Okay, Rav Papias, right, and then Rav Papias had this thing that they brought the carbon, they ate the cow on Pesach, and they ate the offspring on Chag. So the Ulurava the Amar, according to Rav, who says that Kadoshim, you know, there's a gears, you have to change the gears here. Kevon she'avar aleim regel achas, kol yom v'yom, over aleim ba'asei. Right? If you leave the carbon over for three, then you violate Baal Ta'achas. But if you pass a chag that you didn't bring the carbon, you violate an asei. I'm not sure what the asei is. I guess the asei is uvas shama, but this shama will say chum zivcheim. So according to Rav, who says that kachim, if you pass over one, if you miss one regel, you violate the asei of bringing your carbon on time. So matzeres by the michle. Why are they eating it on Sukkos? What happened to Shavuos? Right, chag typically means Sukkos. So amar azvid mishmei de Rava kigon shayachole b'atzeres. His example was to sick on atzeres. Who was sick? What was sick? So it was a machlokas. It's a machlokas, right? Right, Rashi says, I think it's right, it says, Rashi says elsewhere. The Gemara is going to bring it on Daf Chav Ches. It's talking about that the cow is sick, because the Gemara in Chav Ches on the days that says you're not supposed to be makriv an unhealthy animal. Okay, but Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Bailim were sick in Atzeres, and therefore they were putter from going to the Beis HaMikdash, and if they were putter from going up, they were an onus, and they couldn't bring it. Okay, so Amar Azim Yishmei, the Rav Gonsha Hayachol of Atzeres. Rav Ashi Amar Mai Chag, Nami Lekatani Chag Shavuos. Now, Chag means here Shavuos. Typically means, I don't know, typically means Sukkos, here means Shavuos. The Idach, and the Rav had said that it was sick. Why doesn't he say that Chag here means Shavuos? He said, Kol Hechid, Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. And whenever you're comparing Pesach to Shavuos, you say Pesach and Atzeres. You don't say Pesach and Chag. So if that's the case, right, so if the case is that, according to Rava, that the reason why it wasn't brought on Shavuos was because there was a sickness, or according to Rav Ashi, the reason why it wasn't, that it was brought on Shavuos, the way it's supposed to be, so then what was Rav Papias coming to tell us with this Eidus? I mean, I don't understand what the question is. He says, La'fukim de rilezer, damar vlad shlomim, li'karib shlomim, become ma'aseh hud karib. That was just a side factual piece. The fact is that he's come to show you that, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, the Vlad of the Shlomim was Hukrov as a Shlomim. I don't understand the Gemara's question. Why is Sude? His testimony is for that exact purpose. The fact that it took place on Chag, either Chag being Shavuos or Chag being Sukkos, that's just what happened. I don't.
I'm surprised that we can take testimony as being a riot of a
we always do. Maiserav. Whenever you have someone actually acting al pi the halacha, doing it, that's always a raya.
Okay.
What's an afkamina? Which chag it is?
Right. So if it's right, that's what I'm saying. But if it's Sukkos, then you have to come to the answer and say why did he wait?
Right.
But bottom line is the whole thing over here was just to prove that they ate the vlad of the shlamim. Okay. Next. Vlad toda, the offspring of a toda. Utmurasa, and the Tmur of a Todah. Vladon, the offspring of those. Vlad Vladon, Atzokoladoros, Hare Eloka Soda. They're always like Korban Toda, and they get brought on the Mizbeach. They're Emorim are brought on the Mizbeach. The meat is eaten for one day and one night. Ubilvad, She'ein Tunim Lechem. The Korban Toda also has to have the 40 loaves of bread. That only applies to the original. The other ones don't have to bring the bread. Okay, so Minoha Nimili. So where do I learn this? He says the Tanur Rabbanon, right, it breaks up the Pasuk is by Korban Toda. It says, Imal Toldo Yakrivenu, V'ikriv Al Zevach HaToda, Chalos Matzos Blus V'Shemen, Kikim Matzos Shukum V'Shemen, V'Solos Berbechas, Chalos Blus V'Shemen. Sumahu Omer Yakrivenu, right? Why does it say? It says, Imal Toldo Yakrivenu, right? It says Imal Toldo Yakrivenu, right? So what's the word? You don't need Yakrivenu. It could have just said, Imal Toldo, V'ikriv Al Zevach HaToda. What's the Yakrivenu? So the Yakrivenu is to teach us that if you're mafrish a toda, mafrish of korban toda A, the avda, and you lost it, the hifrish acheres tachter, so you mafrish to korban B, right? The nimtzeis harishonin, you find the first one, very stay in omdos, the two of them are standing before you, minayin she'ezu she'yir to yakriv, now you can choose, how do you know they can choose either one that you want? Vilachma imam, which everyone you choose gets the breads brought it. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, toda yakriv, right? It says, it doesn't actually say that, it says, v'hikriv ozevach toda, okay. But then it says, Talmud Lomar told the Yakriv, Yochot tiyah shniya teun alechem. You might think that the second one could also be, has to be brought the bread with it. Talmud Lomar, Yakrivenu. It's Yakrivenu, the extra one that say achas v'loshtayim. Yakrivenu, this one is brought with the bread, not the second one. Minayin l'rabos, v'lados, t'muros, l'chalifos. Talmud Lomar, v'im ala tolda. We saw this before. It says, v'im, which is yachol, which is extra, the im al toda. We try to say the im with aim, and we rejected that from this limud. And I don't know how these limudim pull out what they pull out, but just take it. The im al toda, yachol yu kula tunas lechem. Maybe all of these, the vlados and all these things, should be required to bring the lechem as well. Talmud Lom, where the pasuk says, but it says v'hikrav al zevach toda. It is al zevach toda, toda tuna lechem, lo vlado tun rasavach l'vasa tuna lechem. The Zevach Toda itself, only the first one requires the bread, not all the other ones. Again, that's the limud from the Pasuk somehow. Next. Tumuras Ola, the Tumura of an Ola. Vlad Tumura, or the offspring of the Tumura. Vlad Atzuf Kol Olam, Hare Elu Ka Ola, V'Teunim Heshet, V'Nituach, V'Chol L'Ishim, because all, I don't know why it's the Ola. So the Tumura of an Ola, the Vlad of the Tumura of an Ola, the Vlad, you can't have a vlad of an ola. You can have a vlad of a tumor of an ola. This animal is a korban ola, and I take another animal. This is a male. I take a female and say this is tumor that. So the tumor is chal. Now the offspring of that animal. So vlad tumor of a vlad atzuf olam a kol olam hare elu ka ola. They're all viewed as an ola. So you can somehow get a female ola. You have to splay it. You have to cut it up. It's all burnt. Hamafrish nekev ola ola. If I mafrish a female as an ola. Ola is supposed to be a male. A mafresh, a female is an ola. V'yolda zachar, and it gives birth to a male. So now, there's vlad ola. So, yira achi yistav v'yimaker, v'yavi v'yudmav ola. Right, so Kadkama says that you cannot bring that vlad as an ola. You have to wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and with the money bring an ola. Rabbi Leza Omer, who asked when he called ola? It can be brought as an ola. So Gemara says right away, which is your question, maishna reish in the lopal league, or maishna seif with the pligi. We have this, and it's only in the Seifa does the, in the Resha it says that the Tamura Ola and the Vlad and all that stuff are treated like an Ola, no Machlokas. In the Seifa we have Machlokas being Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, that's where that the Vlad Ola is brought as an Ola. So Mashna Resha the Lo Paligi, Mashna Seifa the Paligi. So Amar, Rabba, Barbar, Chana, be Machlokas, Shnuya, be Rabbi Eliezer he. No, you're right, the Chachamim argue in the first, the Resha also, is the Resha has been brought down just the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Right, so the ratio which says that the Tamura of the Ola and the Vlad of the Tamura of the Ola and the Vlad are like an Ola, the Chum argue. The Chum would say, no, that in that case, that because they're coming off of a female and the female is not really the real full-fledged Ola, in those cases, you would have to wait for the offspring to get a mum, sell it, and with the money bring a real full-fledged Korban Ola. That's how Rabbi Rachana says. The Rava Amar, and Rava says no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You can even say that the Reisha is like the Rabbanan. Why? Because the Reisha is talking about Tumura, and the Seif is talking about a Vlad. Adkan lo pligali de Rabbi Lezer, Ella, Gabe, Mafrish, Nekevel, Ola. Where do the Chum argue on Rabbi Lezer? When you actually set aside an animal and you say, this animal is going to be a Korban Ola, and it gives birth. There, de Emi lo Krivei, Therefore, since the mother's not hukrav, so therefore the offspring's not going to be hukrav. But about tamura, the eimei nami kriva. But when it comes to a tamura, so the tamura is I have an animal that is a full fledged carbon, right? I take that animal and I maim it to something else, right? About tamura, and then that offspring, the eimei nami kriva, meaning the original. Where does the original kedusha stem from? The original kedusha actually stemmed from a full-fledged valid carbon ola. So if the original kedusha stems from that carbon ola, then I'll allow the offspring and the generations to be brought as a carbon ola. About tamura, the imei nami kreivu, afil rabbana moda, that the vlad tamura can be brought. So in the resha, when we're talking about tamura, the rabbana will agree that the offspring over there can be brought as a carbon ola, because the original kedusha stems from a full carbon ola. But in the seifa, where someone was mafresh in the cave for an ola, there the Chacham would say you can't bring the offspring as an ola, because the original kedusha stemmed from an animal that wasn't a full-fledged carbon ola, because it was a female. Okay, I think we're going to stop here.
So if you're mafresh in the cave, it works, yeah, even though you're not supposed to do it.
It gives it some kedusha, but it can't be brought as a carbon.